Glory to Jesus Christ. For all of our Emmanuel moments, we were listening and learning from the teachings of St. Pius Wojciechowski on three main battles that we have to wage in our life. The first battle was against the world and worldly desires that pull us away from God and God's will for us. The second battle was against the flesh, where St. Pius is encouraging us to use spiritual weapons to use against our own flesh in order to put it under control. And the last battle that we have to wage is against the devil. If we want to overcome the first hosts of our enemies, then we can easily take arms against the devil himself, against the rulers of the world, the prince of darkness, against his dark principalities and opposing powers, and strike their assembly. St. Pius says that in order to fight them, we must take up the full armor of God, so we can repel and extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked one. With the triple weaponry of faith, patience, and prayer, all the warfare of the devil is his opposing powers is readily overcome. Pride by humility, vainglory by self-denial, fornication by purity, but most of all, by the cross of our patience, on which we mortify our body, crucifying ourselves to the world and dying to sinful life. And like a dead corpse, we will not look at sin and will be safeguarded from it. Then we will be alive to the Lord. Then our victory will appear like a full moon in the daytime, shining with eternal glory. The angels of God will come forth to meet us rejoicing, and Christ, the eternal King of glory, will receive us, his victory bearers, and glorify us before the eyes of his most radiant angels, before the patriarchs and prophets and apostles, and will join us to the choir of saints, granting us a place in his heavenly kingdom. How beautiful is that? Let us not delay anymore. There is work to be done. Let us fight for our salvation. Glory to Jesus Christ.